This is A to Z. An introduction into Islamic lifestyle. Today's lesson, preferring this world over the next, is a deadly mistake. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. It is an honor to be here at your service, dear friends, talking about a Islamic lifestyle. Now, one of the fundamental concepts that we need to implement in our Islamic lifestyle in order to achieve that, you know, ultimate perfect Islamic lifestyle is this idea that if we favor this world over the hereafter, it is definitely a deadly mistake. Now, usually we think that a lot of these subjects are something that are fairly simple, you know, they're very surface level and there's no depth to these things. But in reality, when you start to talk about the various intricacies of these concepts, then yes, they are quite profound. Now, just because they're quite profound does not mean that they are not applicable or that they're not able to be practically implemented. No, every single one of these concepts can and should be practically implemented, but is not, you know, as simple as it would seem. So what are we talking about here when we're saying that we should not favor this world over the hereafter? So first and foremost, we're talking about this materialism, this greed, and at times this incessant greed for the materialistic wealth and the materialistic aspects of this world. So first and foremost, that is the world that we should not favor over the hereafter. Of course, because when we start to favor and greed for this world in its meaning that includes, you know, money and power and wealth, status and women and many children and cars and really quickly, though, I think it's important that having many children is not a problem. Matter of fact, it is recommended. And loving your wife and loving your children is also recommended. What is meant here when it is talking about women and children is that sometimes women and children and the number of children become a reason for us to boast, to become arrogant, you know, to become haughty and proud. This is what we're talking about when we're talking about this materialistic aspect, which includes women and children. Money, power, wealth, status, you know, these are all things which are manifestations of this materialistic world. And all of these things have a hand in distracting us from the remembrance of the Almighty Allah. And of course, when we are distracted from the Almighty Allah by these things, it means that it is these things that we worship and they have become our idols. So most definitely, this kind of world must not be favored over the hereafter. Welcome back. This is A to Z on IRIB English Radio. So we're talking about this tradition from the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, where His Eminence, the Divinely Appointed Messenger, talks about how we must not favor this world over the hereafter. Again, we talked about what we meant by the world, and really, as a summary overall, those things that become our idols, you know, in opposition to or in contrast or in competition with the Almighty Allah. So the circle for the dunya, the materialistic aspect of the world, becomes quite big, right? Anything that becomes our idol. So sometimes we have a tendency to consider sports people our idols, or music, musicians to be idols, or actors to be our idols, or, you know, cartoons, comic book heroes, these become our idols. Sometimes the pursuit of knowledge, even if it is Islamic sciences, can become an idol, again, if it distracts us and takes us away from the Almighty God, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, this is the world that must not be favored over the hereafter. One last thing before we conclude, because it's necessary to include in this episode, and that is that, you know, earning income, earning sustenance, working for your livelihood, earning money and wealth in order to provide for your family, for your wife, for your kids, for your family members, for your relatives, for your friends, for the poor, for the needy, you know, helping the oppressed, helping the disenfranchised, the downtrodden, working hard and trying to acquire as much wealth in order to accomplish these things is not reprimanded. Matter of fact, it is recommended. You know, sometimes we have this misconception that when it is told to us that we should not favor this world over the hereafter, it means, you know, don't go to work and don't buy anything and don't wear new clothes and just have, you know, ripped clothes and ripped shoes and, you know, smell bad and, you know, your family is hungry, your friends are hungry, everybody's starving to death. This is definitely not what Islam has said. Islam has said, yes, earn wealth, earn as much wealth as you can, do it in a lawful, halal manner, you know, and then spread that wealth among the people. You yourself, as a individual or as a family unit, live within your means, live a life that your basic necessities are met, you are, you know, comfortable. It does not include luxury and extravagance, but take that wealth and help the people around you. That kind of worldliness, quote unquote, if we call it so, will actually improve and make your hereafter full of gold and riches.
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parsetoday.ir.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.